Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
You definitely get to win when you hear from Charles Rotblat. And if you weren't lucky enough to hear from Charles at the American Association of Individual Investors Conference, you missed a real treat. And the conference itself went over very well. I heard lots and lots of great comments from both attendees and speakers alike. And that's a big credit to Charles, because when he's not working on AAII Journal, one of the things that he's most involved with is organizing this meeting. So become a member of AAII, go to see a meeting, and if you ever go to an annual, well, you'll find him there. Now, of course, when he's not here, Charles runs AAII Journal. You can follow him on Twitter at Charles Rotblat, and it's AAII.com for more information. Charles Rotblat, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Hope you're not too tired from the convention, but there's always, no matter how tired we are, there's never a bad time to talk stocks, right?
There's never a bad time to talk stocks.
Okay, so let's get into it. Our buy of the week is
Questcor.
Questcor Pharmaceuticals. That's ticker symbol QCOR. And why Questcor?
Well, this company develops treatments for patients with difficult-to-treat autoimmune and inflammatory disorders. Its primary product, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, is Actar. It's approved for treatment of 19 indications, including multiple sclerosis, MS, infantile spasms, rheumatology-related conditions, and kidney disorders. There are some specific names for these conditions that it treats. They're medical names, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce them. But the big thing is, this company has a product that's really geared for specific illnesses, so it operates in a niche market. It has a specific product. It really only has one product that generates sales, but you could say there's some competitive barriers to entry because it's targeting these difficult to treat conditions. And if you're unfortunate to have one of those, it's a pretty important drug. What's interesting is that this is a biotech. Its profit margins, and I'm talking net profit margins, not gross profit margins, its net profit margins have been running in the mid to high 30s. The company is cash flow positive. It has low levels of debt. And not only did it recently beat third quarter estimates, it pretty much whopped them. It topped Q3 estimates by 39 cents per share with estimates of $1.68 per share. That led analysts to raise their 2013 estimates by 64 cents per share to $5.47. And their 2014 estimates were revised up by 98 cents. To $6.78. It's very rare that we see margins that high for a company that's cash flow positive and seeing analysts really upping their forecast that much. It's pretty unusual to see it.
What's also pretty unusual to see when you start talking about biotechs and pharmas and those kinds of companies with good profit margins is good prices. So how's the value score on Questcor?
Quite well, and that's the surprising thing. When you hear the numbers and you hear this company has strong growth and it's beating estimates and its relative strength ranks actually at the 92 percentile, you expect to see this high valuation. The stock has a yield of 2%, which puts it above the market. Its PEG ratio, when you look forward, is 0.4, so there's really no growth priced into the stock. Its PE is 14.2, which is very reasonable. The only time you see signs that, oh, this valuation's high is the price to book value of 5. But when you look at the P ratios and even you look at the yield, they don't suggest the strong profit margins. They don't suggest the strong growth. They don't suggest the big earning surprises this company has realized.
So how good could this be with all those upside sorts of things? What kind of upside is left in the stock?
Well, that's where things get tricky. And I think it's very important for people to realize, and I talked about this over the weekend, is that there's always somebody else on the other side of the trade. And I'll be honest, I'm not a person whose strong point is biotech stocks. I can't tell you why the stock's trading a low valuation. It does raise a little bit of a red flag to me when I look at the stock and I say, this looks like a screaming value, why aren't other people in the market realizing it's a screaming value? You could look at the relative strength and say, well, the stock's doubled since April, so some people are recognizing it. So I'm going to go a little conservative here. When I look at the P/E ratio compared to the industry median was 24.1, I suggest it could be about 30% upside. That would still leave the P/E below the industry median. It would still leave the take ratio below 1.0. So I'm giving some margin of error because I do wonder, what am I not seeing that other people are seeing? And I think it's a very healthy thing to do when you look at a stock, particularly that operates in an industry where you know analyzing that specific industry isn't your strong point.
So we're looking at a 30% upside. Is this the kind of stock that if it gets there, you go, let me take my cash out? Or because you're talking about the kind of growth, because you've had the dividend increase, because you've got the analysts talking and all that other sort of stuff, if this gets that 30%, it sounds like it'll be closer to fair value. And at that point, would you continue hanging on for a while?
I think you need to reevaluate. If this company continues to beat estimates, and it's worth realizing this company increases dividend by 20%, if you still see that strong growth, you still see analysts upping their forecasts, and you're seeing favorable news. A lot of these biotech stocks are driven by company-specific news. So if you see drugs being approved for more uses, I would say continue holding on to the stock at that point. But you do want to monitor the business, and you do want to be aware that if the stock's trading at this low valuation, it means either people are overlooking the stock, and there's a lot more upside than 30%, or people see some specific risk, and maybe they see too much of a niche market for the stock. So be cognizant of that. But as long as things continue to do well, I would continue writing the stock upward.
Okay, so it's Questcor Pharmaceuticals, the buy of the week, QCOR. The guest of the week, Charles Roteblatt, because he joins us every week twice, and he'll be back tomorrow. Charles, look forward to talking with you then.
I do as well.
Remember, you can follow him on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt and get your information at AAII.com. Up next, it's The Big Interview. Kevin Mann, President and Chief Investment Officer for Hennion and Walsh, is in the house talking where he thinks interest rates and the Fed are going next. You don't want to miss it when Money Life continues.